You're welcome. I have a reading pretty good sized town.
Yeah, yeah. I went down there several times, several years ago.
You ever, talking about traveling around, did you ever go on down into Louisiana and that area?
No, I never been in Louisiana.
I was down there one time around Baton Rouge.
I used to live down in Florida when I was a child. That's what my daddy, you know those big orange groves and everything? He was overseas in one of those groves.
They was 1,000 acres. There used to be two boys sang on the television, Jack and Johnny. I never did see them, but I've listened to them for sure. They sang. They had a song they sung about, the prettiest girl I ever seen was way down south in New Orleans.
You're talking about the old crops and kind of things like that. You talk about hickory. What other kind of nuts and all would they grow around here?
Well, it used to, and I don't forget what happened to them. Them chinkpins had been gone for years, and chestnuts too.
There's not many wild chestnuts.
Them chinkpins were a little bitty.
But you could crack them.
Like size of big grapes, you know. But they was, you had a shell just like a.
But it wasn't big.
Chestnut.
Pecans.
Pecans had shells, but they had a good taste. And hickory nuts. At our old place, we had some hickory trees and walnut trees around there. I'm telling you. Me and my younger sister get out there and eat walnuts, black walnuts, hickory nuts, look like one more. My daddy had a blacksmith shop. Now you could take them walnuts, we'd take a rock, flat rock, and hold that walnut in hand like that, take a hammer and bust it, you know, and then just pick that out of there. It was good.
Great. That bust the shell on it?
Yeah, just bust the shell. But I got to where we didn't use no hammer. My daddy had one of these vices, you know, tight and hold in it. And I put it in there and just turn that thing. I just mash it up. Oh, he better than cutting mash it with a hammer.
Sure.
You can pick that out of there better too.
The little walnuts, they have that green outside covering on those?
Yeah, no, it's black.
Oh, what, that's the walnuts,
when they're green, they do.
Yeah, when they're green, before they get ripe.
They turn black.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
What do they call that outside kind of covering?
Hickory nuts are the same way. They have the green hulls.
Yeah, hickory nuts same way. When all year, though, that hull would be housed over them. But when it turned, when it get to a certain time of the year, they fall out of them hulls, you know.
You're talking about the chestnuts.
I'm talking about hickory nuts now. And the chestnuts, and you don't never see and hear tell of no chestnuts.
Wild ones.
No wild ones.
Is that because they got all these forests up in pine now?
I guess it must be. And we used to have them big wild grapes. Down on the branches.
That was the best
and on the lower place, they wouldn't go out much on hills. They're on the branches, low places. And a bunch of, you know, that long, just them blue grapes. And if they wasn't good, great day.
They was wild.
Yeah, they don't never, I ain't seen none of them in years and years.
I remember.
And I've heard different ones say they had.
At our old place, you know, there's up there on that hill, you know, up that orchard.
Now, a year or two ago, there was a hickory nut tree right up there. It had plenty of hickory nuts on it, but don't now. I don't know what's the reason.
Well, that'd make it bad. But not many hickory nut trees would make it bad for anybody trying to make a yolks, wouldn't it?
That's hickory nuts right there.
Did any of them ever grow peanuts around here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they grow peanuts. Mr. Martin lived down there. He grows peanuts.
We used to grow them.